Andy, you just tapped on the table. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Andy just asked you not to do that.
We're live.
Okay. Hello.
Hi.
I don't know. We've been doing this for like 129 episodes so far. We've been doing the live broadcast for about 29 episodes so far.
Yeah.
I don't know how hard it is for you guys to understand the intro into it before we go live, that I need silence and then we can actually go live.
Why?
And present it at a decent
In defense, I've only been doing this for maybe 5 episodes.
Yeah, but you've been holding random conversations 5 seconds before we go live.
We always have random conversations 5 seconds before we go live.
I think it's pretty tropic. Yeah. Tropy.
It's half the fun.
Yeah.
I thought the listeners liked coming in halfway through a conversation.
Yeah. That's our thing.
They feel like it makes them feel like they're actually here, because you always show up late to the cool kids' party.
Yeah. They're wandering in, and we're already sitting here eating and hanging out, and I'm like, hey, come sit down. We were just talking about stuff.
Yeah. And then you forget about what you're talking about, so you're just going to start something new.
Well, we never know what we're talking about, so it's pretty normal.
Mm-hmm. And then we get like to the end of a random thought, and then we do our intros. And it's great. It's natural. It's fluid.
Welcome. Hi.
See, like that. Except he would have said his name.
My name is Brian.
See? And I'm Nathan.
I'm Brian.
And that's frustrated.
I want to have as much as our podcast is consistently off the rails all the time. I want to have some type of production value.
We have good production value.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. We have really good recording equipment and clean sound quality.
No.
The one thing we'll say is I hate the podcast, but it sounds great.
That is definitely true. Although technically, that's two things they say.
It's true. But one positive is, only one positive thing. They have many things to say about the podcast.
It's supposed to be the insult sandwich, though. They're supposed to be good, bad, and then good at
this. They just open-faced.
Oh, it's open. So we're getting the shit on the shingle.
Yeah.
I can't wait until we got another person on this podcast, and I can just go to produce it, and then I could be really bitchy.
Yeah, that'll...
Then you just come up, like, with a chihuahua or something in your hand and with, like, sunglasses inside and be, like, half drunk and half coked out and tell us we're all terrible and that you'll never work in this business again.
Why would he tell us that he'll never work in the business again? Or were you changing pronouns?
Maybe he's going to No, I was just changing perspectives, I think.
Midway through.
Yeah, when I thought about someone carrying...
There were quote marks around, you'll never work in this business again?
I think so.
Okay.
When I thought about carrying around a little toy dog and looking like I was 6 ways from Sunday, I guess. I don't know. That's probably the wrong...
It is.
But at any rate, it just sounded really cool.
So what is happening right now? So let us analyze the weekend's big event, the WTC round by round.
Go
match
Finland!
Finland! They're winners.
I know two things. I know three things. One, Finland won.
Correct.
Two, they should have lost to a completely janky assassination run that included Kruger being thrown by his own Gorax. And three, JVM only won one game. He's so 2011.
Well, the thing about if someone goes bad in a team, though, is when you have the 5-on-5, you can have the one guy we just shove into the bad matchups to make all your other matchups good. So if you shove a guy into, so you can have a guy go 1-4, but if your team does well overall, it doesn't really matter in that team format.
Yeah, but
it is funny it's JVM. I mean, I don't disagree with that, but it is a thing that's kind of amusing. Brian, I did not see the details. Brian was explaining to me the whole how the final match went down.
Yeah.
And whatnot. But maybe you should boost your eights all the time and not just, hard eights. Hard eights are hard.
Hard eights are hard.
I've said this for years.
Did Megalith hit Denny at all?
It hit her once.
Because once it hits her once, don't those go on being hard fours?
If you damage her.
What?
He didn't crack damage.
He didn't.
So he couldn't get Weight of Stone off. His dice -6. He rolled a 6 for his last attack.
Haley.
Or Haley, yeah.
So the winning team had a Haley 2 list, right? It was Haley 2?
There were a couple Haley? Of Haley 2s.
I thought it was Denny.
I thought it was Haley that he went into.
I heard Denny got face tanked.
Okay.
I heard it was Denny.
It was one of the...
It was a sister.
Either, yeah. One of those two.
Very exciting. Well, Finland, you're...
No, it was. It was Denny, because I figured that was going to be the... Yep. No, never mind. It was Denny.
You'll never work in this town again.
Okay.
Again!
We only have Tork watching us right now.
Ah, whatever. Then
I'm sorry, Tork. Everyone else is like, watched actual quality War Machine games today.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is left over. Like picking a shit sandwich. That's
one of the highlights, I think, for that round.
Sandwich?
Yeah.
One of the highlights for that game was when the Finnish fellow, the Denny player, got excited during the dice rolls. It looked like he started fingering his belly button. It's some weird custom they have. It was really weird. Because you just like see somebody like, he was like doing that thing where like skinny people rest their hands on their stomach. But
like Al Bundy style?
Yeah, kind of, but like.
But 6 inches higher?
Yeah, 6 inches higher and like fishing for gold. It was weird. You'll have to see like the last 5 minutes of that.
I don't want to.
It's pretty interesting.
Just watch his belly button. Oh, if you're in a belly button porn, I can't wait for the next 6 months to when these get posted online and people can analyze each episode and try to find the cheaters.
I just say, so far there was no finger date.
No.
Which was disappointing.
Wait, what are you talking about?
It's finger of God, first of all.
So far there was no, finger of God.
Well, last year, because I mean, when they're posted, people are going to spend hours like watching them and going, oh, in this minute here, this one guy did this thing, so therefore he's a cheater. You know, that's always going to happen like down
the road. Well, my favorite part is when somebody is pointed out for either making a mistake or purposely doing something like that is then to threaten his entire family and his way of life and everything.
Well, his way of life is always questionable.
Does Anita Sarkeesian play War Machine?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Good, because we don't want to open that can of worms. Okay. Never mind. She was the main with the whole Gamergate and the things and the stuff.
She was the whore who slept with the guy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. She was the woman who doesn't deserve to be in video game industry because chicks can't program or whatever the terrible people were saying.
Vaginas aren't smart.
Show me what you got. Turn that up on purpose.
No, I did not touch it. That was perfect timing.
No, but you turned it up. On purpose.
Maybe. I think, not all my programs make noise, which is annoying.
I have actually made most of my phone not make noise.
No.
I'm very excited. I mean, my texts make noise, but like not. For a while, Facebook made noise. My phone was constantly going, fuck you.
What I did just do today that I hated, that I hadn't done yet, was my PlayStation 4 constantly interrupting whatever I was doing to tell me that a random friend had joined a party. It's like, I don't give a fuck that Alex Shaver is playing PlanetSide or whatever.
He's always playing Destiny.
Destiny. Yeah. Whatever you're doing, I don't care. It's like, John Aldridge just joined a party. I'm like, I don't care. I'm trying to watch stuff.
I fixed that today.
Yeah.
You just fixed it today?
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
You know why I fixed it? I was sick of Alex and Jared joining fucking party. I swear to God, that's 100% true.
Yeah, I got that was always
you know what? I was sad I wasn't in that party. I was like, but I like those guys, and they're gaming together, and I just don't want to play Destiny, so
you're
I'm
just not
left
invited.
Out.
Yeah.
If I play Destiny, I can play those guys and chat with them, but I just don't want to play Destiny.
If I ever have friends that play a game that I like, I'll probably turn that notification thing back on.
It's annoying, too, because that notification, if you're streaming as well, it will be blurred on your screen. Also, I noticed when you were streaming, you had the whole chat bar and everything on there. You can actually
shows
turn that
up.
Yeah.
Well, that's stupid. I assumed it only showed up on my screen.
Nope. You can actually turn it off.
So, I know I can. I just kept it up because I wanted to interact with Tort. But all of our viewers. But I assumed it only showed up on my screen.
Nope.
And that, why would it do that? Why wouldn't it just stream?
That's just the way it is.
When I stream Last of Us, whatever.
So if it's streaming my screen that includes the chat box on their screen, does it also include the chat box and therefore on the little screen inside the screen? And that, like, is it just like Russian stacking dolls where you can see the chat box all the way down?
No.
But then why can you see it at all?
I don't know. I don't know.
It'd be nice if only you could see it.
Yeah.
Why would I ever want the chat to see their own chat box within the screen next to the chat box?
I just had my computer on next to me with Twitch going, so I would just glance over.
That's probably almost the best way to do it, if you're going to do it like that.
Yeah.
But I noticed that all your streams had that. I was going to ask if you wanted to put those up on the site at all, but...
Yeah, they were all pretty worthless.
Yeah. I was going to ask Brian if you wanted to put up his and... He didn't respond to me, and so they're deleted.
I can't wait on November 9th to start streaming something forever just to...
Throw it up there. Throw garbage on there. Just whatever sticks.
Yeah.
No reason not to upload it. Tort will watch anything.
I don't. I saw your post on Facebook about the. You just realized Fallout 4 was 2 days before Homer's Weekend. That's been bothering me for like the last 6 months. I've been like, how do I change this? It's the worst.
What I did to fix it was I had.
You canceled Homer's Weekend?
I did not. I can do that, though. I'll just get a 14-year-old Arab kid to build a clock. You know, I had GameholeCon weekend off, and then I worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I had War Machine weekend off. Yeah. So what I did is I took off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So now I can just play Fallout 4 for 40 hours or so. I think I can beat it before War Machine weekend.
Why would you want to do that though? That seems like the worst rush through just to beat it.
I don't know. I'll get a solid like 40 hours of gameplay.
How can you beat Fallout in 40 hours? That's not even a. That made no sense.
You just show us words. What you got.
So yeah, after 40 hours, you'd be like maybe the first part of the first quest because you just go in the desert. You walk in a direction.
That's true.
You see what happens. I currently work Tuesday, Wednesday, but I may have to quit my job.
Yeah, good idea.
I've got Thursday free from that week and then Friday also, but I'm not. I'll probably pick up Fallout 4 just because it seems like the thing to do.
Well, my group leaves for War Machine weekend Thursday morning by like, you know, 6 in the morning, 8 in the morning. Or actually, I think we're leaving at maybe the noon this year, but we're leaving early Thursday.
Yeah, we're leaving pretty early too. We're leaving Thursday at 2. Yeah,
I was about to say I don't know when my group's leaving, and then it occurred to me I don't know if I'm in a group.
That was the other thing too.
I'm not in a group either.
I'm assuming I'm going down with the same people I went down with last year, but I didn't bother to check.
That is a tough assumption.
I think we might have high-fived like 4 months ago, so I might be in a group.
I completely forgot about who I was staying with at War Machine Weekend until I saw it in a random post.
This is why none of you are in my group.
I would have remembered if I was in your group. I'm never in your group because you never invite us.
I have my next 6 years. Well, you were in the group, and then you got kicked out of the group, and then because the Shays drive me all over the place.
Yeah, Yoko.
Yeah,
I don't even know what.
What does that even mean?
I don't know with the kicking out of the group. I got no. Although she never got kicked out of the group.
No.
Yeah. So Voltron.
So my John Lennon. I just die. Then.
Yeah. No. I hope
that's
not.
How this.
You can be Voltron.
Ends. No, I'm not gonna be Voltron.
You can find out you're fired when we tweet about it. What a dick move that was.
Yeah. That's kind of one of the reasons why I Raylene was posting all of the Gwar things over to my wall, and I'm like, I'm not sure if I really want to see Gwar now. I mean, they're missing Odorous, which, you know, obvious, for obvious reasons. Well, he died.
Well, they're a weird band. I don't understand why that would slow him down. Throw
him
in the corner.
Actually got a valid point.
I mean, if there's one band that could play with a dead member on stage, I think it'd be Gwar.
Puppet style. Yeah. Or they could just replay. I mean, his character is technically they could have somebody else fill in his character.
Yeah.
But his voice and that doesn't. It'd be hard to replace his sound for that. But the chick that they got, Voltron, she was actually not bad from what I heard, what I've seen of the live shows, and they got rid of her, and I don't. No,
apparently she was just terrible to work with.
from what the articles had shown.
Shenanigans. Announcements! We're trying to hurry today.
We're trying to make this hurry because there is, something.
We need to be done by 8:30.
No, 7:30.
Well, that's 7. Well, we need to be done by 8 because the thing is you want to fast forward through commercials anyway. So we need a buffer.
Nothing's recording. I'm not recording
the game.
Why the
fuck is nothing recording? What the...
Why would I record the game? We're going to be done by time.
You can rewind and watch like that old misplay again if it happens in this game.
Well, my TV will rewind. I can rewind live TV.
But you can also record it.
I don't need to record it if I can rewind live TV.
What? Okay. So is it on? Okay. Then we can just rewind it when we get downstairs.
No. Well, hold on. I will be done with this podcast at 7:30. So, you know.
That means we get to control it.
We're in charge.
You can leave and then we can just figure out how to stop the recording.
Andy, the soundboard started on fire. I don't know what happened.
We're just dumping two women on it and hooting like monkeys.
So announcement number one, the new season of Doctor Who started.
Yeah.
Very important.
Was it good?
It was very good. Did you see last year's Christmas episode?
I didn't see Christmas.
You don't have cable, do you still?
I do not have cable.
See, I always forget because now that you have a real job and you make actual money, I always think you got cable, like an adult. But I always forget you don't have
it. It's just so annoying because I would watch three channels, and it would cost me like $150 a month to watch three channels.
But then you would have watched Doctor Who.
You want to take over my Dish Network account?
No.
Because then you can it would cost cheaper than $100.
Give you a buck fifty.
Do I need to record the Christmas episode? I just deleted it. Because my DVR auto-recorded it. I'm like, I don't need this. I saw it already. It's really,
son of a
really
bitch.
Good.
It has Nick Frost in it.
Yeah, it's really good.
I heard. I never saw it, though.
It's my second favorite Christmas episode, I think.
Dickhead?
Behind the Star Wars Christmas episode?
No, Christmas Carol is still the best.
No, Always Sunny Christmas episode is probably my favorite.
Of Doctor Who.
Of Doctor Who, yes.
Yes.
That'd be pretty amazing, actually.
Did you fuck Santa?
Especially the current...
Somebody drew some fan art on the Something Awful Rick and Morty thread of Rick beating the shit out of the 11th Doctor. Because somebody in the thread is just like, is this that show about that one guy with travel through time? And the guy just says, no, that guy sucks. And then he drew a picture of Rick just beating the crap out of him. It was great.
Didn't the Doctor's companion, isn't she already gone from the show?
This is her last season.
Yeah, she confirmed that she was taken off after this one. But
okay. I just saw an article about it.
There was last year there was something, too, where she thought she wasn't going to be for this one, but I think it's just been a waffle.
Because they changed the end of the Christmas episode based on her coming back. Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking forward to her leaving because as super hot and cool as she is, it would be nice to have a companion that isn't a magical woman that the entire universe revolves around. Which we already had with Rose, and now we have with Clara.
The show is always about companions in a lot of ways.
I know, but like they could just be someone cool. You know,
that's pretty cool.
I'm not saying she's not cool. I mean just cool. Not special. Well, not the source of the universe.
Well, that was done. She's just been a person this whole
life. I know, but
she's just been cool.
Listen, she's not Strax, so fuck it.
Hey, I mean, Strax should be. It should be Strax and Rory. You know what? I just want to show Strax and Rory. Screw the dice. I just want those two, like, on a journeys. You know what? Just go to Target.
Yeah.
I think Strax and Rory go to Target.
I want a reality TV show of Strax and Rory just hanging out.
Yeah.
Just like, just them living in a house.
Yeah.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
You'd like Strax.
Strax is a great.
Strax is a character that you would enjoy.
And he went to a school and talked to school children, like in the real world. That was great, too.
Strax.
I appear to be hit by a carriage. Good times.
Strax is a legit character. So we have a six-pack coming.
Six-packs, October 3rd, the final. I have all the prize support at my house now. You can come rob it. I have the shirts and the plaques and the...
It's the final six-pack.
I've said this before, but I've always meant it. I'm not running another one. It's too much work. So we'll see in 3 years whether that's true or not.
Well, what we should do is what we've talked about before, but it would also be... It would in some way be more work and in some ways be less work, is do the regional six-pack. Yeah. And have, you know, like the first event here and then an event in Milwaukee, an event in Chicago, an event in Cedar Rapids, and an event in Minnesota, and then an event back here.
We can't have any events in Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's Waukesha.
It's Waukesha.
Whatever. Well, last time we did a six-pack, I ran two, you ran two, and Andy ran two.
Yeah.
We split it off, and I did all the paperwork, but we all did split the responsibilities.
Yeah.
And this time, Andy ran one, was out of town, and he helped me, a bunch of them, but I've been there for everyone I've been in town for. And the next one, and the regional one is good, it's just I have a trust issue with other people.
Yeah.
I mean, I would trust, like, you guys to run the events, but, like, and I would trust, like, Travis to get organized. Yeah. But when you start looking at other, because, I mean... The big thing is when you run these events, you have to get the paperwork filled out. You need the paperwork back. There's a lot of things you need, and I don't trust people very well.
But really, all they have to do is make sure that the people fill out it correctly, which isn't much different than the normal thing. In fact, all you really had was the did I win the roll thing to circle.
Well,
as long as they get all the sheets back and give them to you, that's all that needs to be done.
And I need a do-you file, because I use a do-you file. I extract that to put it into the Excel, into the actual...
Okay.
Google Docs.
The other option that we could do too is we could travel to their event area and we could just run the event there.
I was going to say if you do a regional six pack thing, I'd go to every single one.
Yeah.
So there's at least one person there who would be able to gather. Well,
we could even do regional more Wisconsin. We could do Milwaukee ish area, New Berlin,
Chicago.
Oshkosh has a good amount Oshkosh. Of area too.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming even just keep it in Wisconsin theoretically.
Yeah. The issue with traveling and still running it is that doesn't help with the Brian runs six events and does massive extra paperwork for all six of them.
No, and I'm not saying we have to run it. Just have one representative there. there at least one representative.
Well, just to gather the paper.
Just to gather that
and make sure
that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's true. All you need is somebody with a thumb drive and a manila envelope to go, give me that shit, and then leave, and then someone local can run the event.
Well, and in the future, we can figure that out. All three of them we've had three of them now. They've been 3 years apart.
Yeah.
Well, I can imagine it burns you out pretty quickly. It's
well,
a lot also,
I, because I throw, I mean, I before the event start, I throw $1,500 worth of prize. I've pre-purchased like $1,500 worth of stuff, so I have to like wait for the events. And even during the events, you know, another $1,000 on t-shirts. So I have to properly get them properly hyped, because you need to make a lot of fucking money back.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing you need from the other tournaments.
Yeah.
All of the entry fees.
Yeah, all the money. In some stores, they don't like to do that. Like, some stores, they want... luckily, Ben's pretty cool about it, but a lot of stores, they want the store to get paid because then they turn everything into gift cards, so then the store gets something out of it.
Yeah.
And some stores aren't. And I get that. I mean, they make some money. I mean, when Ben runs a Magic event, he makes a fuck ton of money. When he runs a War Machine tournament, he makes a couple bucks. I mean, it's negligible compared to other tournaments.
Yeah, but to be fair, that's true of just operating a game store for sales anyway. Yeah. You make a fuck ton of money off of Magic, and you make nothing off of anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's not tournament specific. Yeah. That's literally just selling the product is true.
The last six pack will be good for him, because I'm finally getting ahead on money, so I'll be turning all the excess money into gift cards. So that'll get the store some money, and people will get some gift cards.
You're a fool. Well, and you should have said you broke even, and then got a bunch of hookers and blow for yourself.
I'm not saying that didn't happen as well. I'm saying
after the hookers and blow, you still had some left over.
One of the sides, and this is probably brainstorming that doesn't need to happen here, but when it comes to blue screens, when it comes to oh no, did we break everything?
Are we still Twitch streaming, though?
We're streaming on Twitch still.
Something. Well, so keep going.
Yeah, we've just got
so only Tort. So the audio, only Tort is going to hear this episode. This is the Tortisode officially. Tort, what do you want? Because the recording equipment, it's not.
What is your bidding, our master?
Yeah. So what I was going to drop was...
Actually, if you can hear us, Tort, I'm waving my arms, so in the future, Brian will say...
Our audio just completely died.
Oh, no.
Completely, Tort. So we're just silent.
I don't think our audio is dead on there, but...
All right, well, I'm going to keep going anyways. Most of the game store owners that are in the regional area, I know most of them.
We just need Tort to tell us if he can hear us.
It's easy for me to have a conversation with them. And I know them at least on a level where I can speak like plainly with them and not have to worry about that kind of stuff. So,
well, people love linked tournaments. Yeah. There's something about a series of tournaments that go together. People like it. And then, and I still like having them being more serious like format. So it's not like anything too goofy, but there's a little bit of variety there. And that kind of thing people just love. I mean, and when it's all said and done, I'll have like a bunch of stats thrown out there compared to like, because I even have the stats from the last six packs. So I have all that shit saved.
I think one of the big things that makes the six-pack super interesting is the level of competition that you get out of it. Not that you're getting highly competitive people to come, but the thing is, like, someone like me, I average, 2-3, 3-2 most tournaments. And my ability for competition is, like, maybe I'll get third place, and maybe I can actually spike a little bit and go into, like, second or first. But... competing amongst all of the troll players is an interesting thing for me. You know, it just adds another layer of competition that you actually have existence in.
Because next event we're giving out the faction prizes. I think like not eight or nine of them are locked out. Like there's like a lot of the factions are completely 100%. Like Jordan is probably going to win the overall. If Travis goes 5-0 and Jordan goes 3-2, then Travis will win. That's the only scenario.
Have you checked even like tiebreak? Because doesn't like they get them to the same number of wins?
And Travis wins a tiebreaker. So if Travis wins and Jordan goes 3-2, Travis would win. Or if Jordan goes, I guess,
worse.
Jordan
doesn't go 4-1 or 5-0. Yeah, so Jordan, Travis wins it all.
If Jordan goes 3-0, somebody kneecaps him, so he has to drop his last two matches. And then Travis will pay you a lot of money.
And then Travis loses his last game, and Jordan wins anyway.
This could be the major upset.
That's what actually boils down to. No matter what their scores are, Travis needs to win two more games than Jordan.
Correct. At the end of the day,
that's 0-5 and 2-3 still gets it for Travis.
Because no one else can catch those two.
No, that's
annoyed.
That's where I'm at right now. This could set the stage for the major upset. If Jordan and I play against each other, I know his lists are very afraid of mine, and we've just been talking about it the whole six pack that he just doesn't think he'll have a good time against me. Yeah. But we never hit each other. So I figured out if I go 5-0 for this event, then I do take Best of Hordes if there's a few upsets
yeah.
from the other players. But Trolls, the Troll faction itself, I think I've got it pretty close to lock. Yeah. Davis has to go 5-0
yeah.
or 4-1.
In like the scoring, like someone has to go 5-0 the opponent. Like, well, for the scoring, the one guy who's like
Russell's
ahead. But he won't be there, so his schedule sets. So
yeah, he can't. I don't think anyone can take Best of Score.
Someone else has to get 5-0 again. Yeah. Same.
Like Culp's like 5 behind him or something.
Well, because Culp switched factions.
Yeah, oh, he did. Switched. That's right.
Yeah, he actually has a lot more wins, but he jumped around a little bit.
Damn it, Culp.
Rhett's a little weird.
Retribution's very close.
Very well
that's
fought.
That's the actual closest battle. But I mean, it's kind of fun. See, after 6 tournaments, now we can kind of see. And
I like, even not just with all 6 tournaments, I like individual tournaments having Best of Faction and Best of War Machine / Hordes for that reason.
Yeah,
because it's more interesting than just first, second, third.
Exactly.
Because you're always, well, unless you get a default coin or somebody, just, you know, if there's 2 troll players and one loses their first 3 and the other wins their first 3, you know, whatever. But in general, you're still more into it when you have an individual prize instead of just having to go for first.
Yeah, it also can, like I said, it can pool those factions together so you can kind of get a little mini community started. Like when I played in the first few of them, Davis would want to talk to me about you know, strategies and different ways to play different casters, and I think that's a really good way to try and like pull a little bit of camaraderie between the factions. So that way you're starting to get like a free flow of ideas going around instead of just like, oh, that guy plays trolls, I play trolls, let's talk. But now you have a point to talk on, and I think it works really well, especially for the convergence players. They have so much to say to each other.
Yeah.
And Dan's locked down Legion pretty well.
Yeah. I think that's the upset has to come from Dan in order for me to.
Well, there is overall, I guess you'd have the sensation there isn't like for the, so when the event's over, there's the Best of Factions prizes, and then there's the number one player who gets like an actual prize. There's no like the last couple, there's never really a plaque for first. It's just like a thing you get.
Yeah.
And I may have a raffle for everyone who's attended. I didn't announce it ahead of time because I knew if I did, I'd be in trouble. But in the last 2 six packs, there was a special prize. If you made all 6 events, there was a special prize. And both events, I think the first one, I mean, it was like me and Nate Rollin, and Nate, whatever, not Rollin, but it's his farm name, made both of them. And then the second event, like we had like 2 people make all of them. And I think this time we had like 7 or 8 people make all of them. So I knew better to have some sort of crazy prize, because I figure people are more and more ridiculous now with the game. But I'll probably have some special raffle. I'll give one of the gift cards away to everyone who's made all 6.
Sure.
So that'll be exciting. A little bit extra gift for people who've made all of them.
Yeah. It is nice to be able to give the people who are further away a bit more incentive to come for all of them instead of just a couple here and there.
Yeah.
But I think that's where the regional thing comes into play too. Like, you can get more of a varied community, and you might be able to even, one of the big selling points that I would use to get the stores to not take anything off the top is that it could pool their players back together, because you go to some of these areas and they're so disjointed because of animosity between stores or with players that you could really pull a lot of people in and out of their houses and into that game by doing something like that. I think it's a double win.
Yeah. Even things like I said, you 10x the point, you get a free T-shirt. People like free T-shirts, whatever, that kind of shit. People just, you know.
T-shirts to commemorate an event are a really big thing.
Yeah.
I know I seem to find myself wearing my Ram Blind Water T-shirt because it was just, you know, that was the first time I went to the Ram, so I'm going to wear that shit like nobody's business.
Yeah.
Same thing with the 6-pack. I'll probably wear that pretty often, too.
I was wearing my Adepticon 2015 shirt to the Renaissance Festival this last weekend, and so I forgot I was wearing it, but some guy just, I'm like watching Dachshund Races or something, this guy comes up and taps me on the back, he's like, what'd you go for? And I'm like, who the hell are you, and what are you talking to me about? And then he pointed at my shirt, he's like, what'd you go for? I'm like, oh yeah, and I go, oh, I went for War Machine, and he goes, oh, and then just walks away.
He's a 40k player.
Yeah, he was definitely a 40k player, because he just, it's like, hey, what'd you do last night? I'm like, I fucked your mother to death, and he's just like, oh, and then laughs. Like,
well, then
that was the
way,
reaction
had
he had.
A little bit of a conversation, but if you say War Machine to a 40k player.
Yeah.
Now, I had something similar happen to me while I was at, I was just shopping at Piggly Wiggly and Sauk. And
shop the pig.
Yeah. Now their bags say this little piggy went to the market, and I'm like, that's not fun for being a fat guy. But at any rate, I was wearing my Gen Con shirt, and like in one day, 2 different people came to me. I'd never met them before in my entire life, and they're like, Gen Con's awesome. And I'm like, yeah, it was.
I wanted to wear my Zappity Grumble shirt, but Raylene wouldn't let me.
I was I need to pick up one of those so that people can come up and ask me about them and then put the name to the face.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Somebody pointed out to me, like, last week, like, this is how old I've gotten without this occurring to me, is that the piggy that went to the market, like, he wasn't shopping.
No, he wasn't.
Like,
I'm sorry.
He didn't, like, drive down to the store to buy bread and milk. Nope, like, in my head, I had Porky Pig go into the store to get bread and milk.
Nope, that was, that's your pork sandwich, go to the market.
You just blew my mind.
Right? Now I have to reevaluate my entire life.
Hey, he tasted good, though, so it's okay. Yeah. Mm, tasty. So that's what else we got. So
I know there's the this weekend, this Sunday, a Sunday event of all days, is the lacrosse 35-point tournament. And if you do listen, and if you're going to go to this one, I would try and shy away from anything that's like your S tier list. So like, try not to bring Butcher 2 at 35 points with a bunch of Doom
Reads. SS tier now.
SS tier.
Astroglide had to increase the letters that they used.
Interesting. So I would stay away from those. Like, I'm not bringing Runes or EE. I'm bringing some pretty tame lists. So if you're an experienced player, they're fairly new pups. So I would not, encourage you to go to just mingle and show the community what how good it is to be in the War Machine community, but or their community it is. But I just wouldn't bring anything crazy nasty. Amanda wanted to bring, I think she figured she could bring double Prime Axiom with Iron Mother at 35 points with nothing else.
Yeah, and it's terrible.
Yeah, but
although new people, it would be really good against new people at 35 points.
I know one of them, like his 25 point list was like the Menoth's two-player starter box plus choir. I'm like, what do you do to a Prime Axiom with that? Nothing. Two?
What cast do they start with?
Krios.
Knock it down. Haha, joke. So how are things going, Andy? How's technology over here?
It's broke.
It's not big. Things are broke. Shit's broke.
I found it odd. I always thought that blue screen was a slang term for technology, you know, when you have your screen go blue. Except for Microsoft, actually, that's what they called it. In the report that I looked up on it, it said problem, blue screen.
Blue screen.
I'm like, I thought that was a slang term. Oh, that you guys
it might have been, yeah.
It might have been. They owned it.
They took that word back.
Yeah. So I'm just doing a check disc on it. But I have seen this laptop do that before, where I've come up here and I've seen it blue screened. So it's not...
My computer's been doing that more at home, but I've been changing my porn preference to something different, and then my computer, whatever I went to, it's more bad for me. Exactly. And my computer goes blue back.
Do any of you guys keep track of, I'm going to butcher the name, it's Machinima or Machinima?
It's Machinima.
Okay, yeah. So they...
I don't track it. I'm familiar with the concept, and I've watched... I mean, obviously, Andy and I watch a shit ton of the Red versus Blue.
No, this is actually just a YouTube channel named that.
Right.
Okay, so what...
And they were affiliated at first before they split off, because that's the whole concept of Machinima.
They ended up putting out and outlining all of YouPorn's result searches for porn that came from... consoles.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it was interesting seeing that, of course, the Wii U's are completely stereotypically true with the type of porn that they watch. It's mostly just hentai and other video game porn. But an interesting bit was that the Xbox 3 folks seem to prefer bodily fluids and teens and lesbians.
Uh-huh.
And then the PlayStation 3 users or PlayStation 4 users are almost... completely in the upper half, they're over 50% of people searching for MILFs or mother porn. So the little bit of there's either some mom issues or there's just some tastes for older women.
Now, if I have all three, do I have to search for hentais of teen mothers peeing?
Sure, then maybe that would categorize on one. But...
No, you just keep them separated.
Yeah, have the three.
You got to be separate. Your mom stuff you have to do on your PS4, right. And then your hentai and all the other stuff that's on your.
That'd be very interesting. That's on your Venn diagram.
Yeah,
they had the bar diagram on there, and I was like, "Wow, man, this is intense." I didn't even know people watched porn on the Wii U. I'm like, I'm still too busy playing Breath of Fire.
If I'm gonna watch porn or something like that, I'm gonna do it. Yeah, if well. Yeah. But I'm not going to watch it on my gaming console.
Well, the issue is my console's hooked up to my TV, which is huge. My computer's hooked up to a monitor, which is not. Well, so if I really wanted like a full wall of scissoring, you know, MILFs, I have to use my PS4.
The big thing about that that's different, though,
I have a roommate.
Is when you look at people, the people who are searching for porn, you're looking at mostly like your maybe 16 to 24-year-olds who still might live with their parents in that age range. So every parent, at least living in the technological age now, knows how to search the history on their computer.
But every 16 to 24-year-old in this age knows how to do Control-Shift-N.
But they're also haphazard and might forget about it. But there are very, very few parents out there who will search the history on the console because they still frame it as, this is where you play games, not where you rent movies and buy games and watch porn.
Watching it in your living room, though, is a lot harder to turn that off than...
Well,
if somebody comes into the room, it's a group activity.
Also, they're probably not doing it in their living room because, again, you know, if it's a 16, 24-year-old, they got their own TV in their room.
Yeah. True.
You know, they can search for porn there. And, in fact, the computer might be the one that is out in the main room.
Exactly.
Like, if there's a family computer.
Porn, it's still like everyone's chatting with it, right? I just want to make sure that our chat room is all like, I like porn.
Hey, guys, Crippled System is talking about porn. I wonder
Tort's,
if they'll...
Tort's asking how much of that data is 50% Nathan.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a little rough.
Oh, somebody said 50%. Yeah. For a computer.
Well, Control-Shift-N.
I don't search for porn on that computer.
All right. You have a special dedicated computer, and it's just on fire, and there's mold coming out of it.
Less fire.
I was just saying, because you mentioned with the runes and the EE, because you're talking about the lacrosse thing, I laughed at... I've never seen somebody disprove their own point so quickly. There was a thread where somebody was talking about theme forces and being bad for the game, and maybe theme forces should be banned, because people bring that up all the fucking time, because
exactly,
people are stupid. But he's like, for example, like... Everybody who plays Trolls, all they do is play Runes of War, Mangled Meat Mountain, and Evolutionary Elementalism, or whatever the fuck it is. And
yeah,
so that's the thing, is that these three theme forces are all people ever use.
Mm-hmm.
Meat Mountain's not a theme force.
Meat Mountain isn't a fucking theme force!
Exactly.
It's like, good job of showing yourself as being wrong. The end thread.
The only theme force that can take warders is EE. It's funny.
Runes.
No, EE is the only theme force in Trolls that can take warders.
Rock and roll, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Runeshapers are pretty, they're pretty well represented through all of them.
Warders are only in EE?
Yep.
That's hilarious.
They're newer.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the same.
Yeah. Well, and then Highwaymen, though, they're in Jarls, and his has been out for a long time. But everybody's like, what the fuck's a Highwayman? Or no, that's right, it's not Jarls.
So long. I remember what his name was.
Fucking Gunbjorns, because Jarl's the Highwayman caster, and he can't fucking take them. His theme force is called Highwaymen.
Gunbjorn can take Jarl's theme force in his theme force.
Yeah, okay, this is too layered. I can't do this.
Well, because Gunbjorn can take Highwaymen, and Jarl's theme force is called Highwaymen.
So he can take Highwaymen.
So you take a Gunbjorn list, and you just put Jarl's list in it.
Yeah, I guess you could.
And that's allowed.
If I could take Jarl with Gunbjorn, that might actually be a good way to fix him. Just kidding, the Glacier King fixes him. It's so fucking good.
Actually, the Mountain King is what I've seen.
Oh, man.
Take Gunbjorn with.
But the Glacier King just makes it so much better because those Thunderbolt shots have a better chance of critting that way. So their heavies just cannot touch your fucking army because you got three Thunderbolt shots that are pushing or knocking them away. And then once they actually get to you, once you've scalpeled almost the entirety of their army with Bushwhackers and Sniped Highwaymen or Sniped Bushwhackers even, the Glacier King's sitting there like, okay, let's do this. Let's play a game. Because with Guided Fire... You can get three.
Okay, we're talking about Gunbjorn, not Jarl. Right?
No, Jarl doesn't do much for any of the gargantuan.
I was just double checking because I thought we were trying to fix Jarl, and I was confused because Jarl's fucking amazing.
He's not. He doesn't need to be fixed.
Right. Okay. Good. Yeah. No. Yeah. Fixing Gunbjorn. Yeah. Gunbjorn with the Glacier King and Highwaymen all of a sudden is the scariest goddamn thing.
Overnight, Gunbjorn became the faction's gargantuan caster.
Yeah. Him and the Mountain King work out well, really well now. Yeah. With
Guided Fire with the Glacier though, because it's the only way to get all those attacks boosted because of Guided Fire. So
correct.
Showing out three fully boosted sniped shots, and then you got these fucking sniped Highwaymen. And,
yeah, range 16 from a gargantuan's a big deal. Like, the Glacier King is our best battle engine. Jarl.
Yeah.
Back when I was younger, they called him Jarl.
Jarl. Jarl and Jaga Jaga.
Yeah.
play in Kador.
And Gun Bjorn.
Bjorn. Gun Bjork.
Jaga Jaga, what?
Bjork. Oh, I love Bjork.
Yeah.
I love that video on her explaining a television.
What was
that? Have you seen that one where she opens a TV and she talks about the little city inside and all the little people? It's like, you are adorably weird, you elf princess.
I can't remember what the fuck that movie was with all the girls who were, like, going through different realities.
Sucker Punch.
Yeah, Sucker Punch. The music on that album was, or on that movie for the soundtrack was just amazing, and Bjork was like three of them. It's so fucking good.
Movie was just amazing.
The visually
intriguing.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful movie. Even if you don't like the movie, it is visually stunning.
I saw it in IMAX, and I was like, ooh, pretty. Mm-hmm.
And the director's cut of it is actually really solid, cinematically speaking, I think.
And then I was, speaking of movies, I was a little late to the party, but I did get a chance to go to Mad Max and IMAX. Mad Max IMAX. And it was
IMAX.
Yeah, it was a phenomenal film. I love the experience in every single way, shape, and form. So fucking kaboom.
Yeah. It was completely worth it to see it in 3D for the base. Yeah. That was my ninth time. It's still technically in the cheap seats, so I could beat my Braveheart record. And go see it for 10 times.
Braveheart is hands down my favorite movie of all time. Like I've almost memorized that entire dialogue of that movie.
I have not seen it in years, but I saw it nine times in the theater. That's just love it. My original movie.
I can quote Waterworld too because I've watched it that much too.
No, I don't mind watching Braveheart that much. That's fine. I mind saying it's hands down your favorite movie of all time. There are a lot. Not even the best movie about a Scottish rebel.
But the thing is like it's good for me, and that's what I like. I'm not saying it is the best film of all time. It's to me one of my favorite films of all time.
Well, now it's one of your favorites, not hands down.
Okay,
favorite.
I would say it hands down. It tops out number one. On my list, I would put it number one.
Yeah. It's pretty close for me, too.
It's okay.
It's so good. And maybe it was just during the time it was. I watched
it constantly.
It mistreats
Robert the Bruce, and he was a national treasure.
It's a story. It's not a retelling of actual history. It's like complaining about 300 not being accurate.
I do that too.
300. But the thing is, though, 300 isn't actually a portrayal of the 300. It's a portrayal of the childhood movie that Frank Miller saw when he was a kid.
Also, Leonidas was an idiot.
And that movie was not accurate to the original 300.
I got to walk
in. You give that hunchback a spear and you throw him forward and let him die.
Yeah. What we're watching is 300
and you're done with it.
Let me finish this thing. What we're watching in 300 is literally number 4 from Multiplicity.
Yeah.
Because he is a copy of a copy.
Yeah.
So it's Batman.
I was able to walk in on my father on his birthday. Yeah, I know this. It's
weird. Where is this going? What's happening?
Well, he can't watch porn anymore since he's older, so he was watching 300 Part 2. And I was like, have you seen this before? And he's like, no, you'll be disappointed with the secret weapon.
For what?
For 300 Part 2.
Are the preparations ready?
Oh my god, that's the best part of the movie.
I was like, do you know what the secret weapon is? He's like, no. I'm like, you're gonna fucking love it. Oh man. No, I think in films like Fifth Element's up there for me too. I can watch that whenever it's on. I won't change it. That's a big one for me.
There's a lot of movies I will always watch the rest of, and Fifth Element is one of them.
Yeah.
Equilibrium?
Yeah, Equilibrium. X-Men First Class.
I think the first Titanic. Matrix I can do that with, too.
Enemy of the State.
Well, you have to.
The Patriot.
I mean, that's how you capture ninjas.
Ninja Floor Pan.
You have Enemy of the State on.
Oh, and I don't know. When I was younger, I was really big into Dance Dance Revolution. Did it all the time. I worked in an arcade. There's a movie out there on Amazon. I think it's just called Beat Beat Revelations. And it is so fucking amazing. Like, it is Kung Fury level awesome. If you ever get a chance, like, I think it's like $3 to watch it.
Underground Dance Dance Revolution tournaments.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's so, so amazing. Like, if you like DDR... or In the Groove for some of you other people, or if you're one of those crazy bastards who likes Pump It Up, you need to watch this movie. It's amazing.
I saw a trailer for, and I wish it was a real trailer for a real movie, but the trailer was already brilliant enough for that style of movie, you know, the underground X tournaments thing, for Sign Flipping. And it was amazing.
Papa Murphy's has started to do a lot of sign flipping. And
fuck you, Papa Murphy's.
Yeah.
That is... That is a Little Caesars thing.
Well, I mean,
take that from them.
One of them is significantly better than the other, but
I know, and yet Papa Murphy's is still trying to rip them off.
Yeah. I used to work at a Little Caesars when I was way back when, and I just hated it. I'd have to, like, let the pizzas cool down so I could wharf them down in one shot so I didn't have to taste anything.
But crazy bread.
Crazy bread.
Crazy bread's different. That's the only reason you go to Little Caesars in my entire
life. If they would just make pizzas out of crazy bread?
I just get crazy bread now. I found pizza.
Don't get those hot
ready. They're like 75 cents a slice. Exactly. That's damn good for 75 cents.
Their deep dish pizzas are actually really good.
They got rid of the bacon wrapped ones.
They did.
I didn't like that very much.
I didn't like them either, but they got rid of them.
I almost burnt down the. I almost burnt down Tommy Bartlett's Robot World and Exploratorium in the Dells because I wasn't very well versed in kitchening, and I decided to microwave our hot wings with all the foil in it.
That ain't good.
It was terrible. I had to make new.
One of those lessons people learn the first time not to do again. It's like, oh.
Yeah, I've never put foil in a microwave after that. I started the kitchen on fire.
Our one of our previous roommates, Jim, that was on the podcast, microwave styrofoam with his lasagna.
Oh yeah, that's not going to be edible.
No, that was the worst smelling thing in the world.
Was it the worst, or was the attempted replacement smell worse?
Burning popcorn in that? Yes.
That was his plan, was just to burn popcorn to cover the smell of the burnt styrofoam.
Hey, it smelled really bad. We had to do something. So, and it was like winter. I remember we were standing, like, we had the door open. We were kind of outside. It was like negative 10. We couldn't go in the house because it smelled so bad. And I'm pretty sure when you cook that much microwave, when you stir foam that much, or you then microwave a stir foam, that has to just like shoot a cancer everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just cancer in the air. So it's like, we're just like outside.
The bad part is Jim didn't even live with us at that time. So he could
leave. So you got to dump and run.
You invited him in after that. You're like, this is someone that should be allowed to always be here.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Zappity.
Yeah, speaking of which, we have 8 Zappity Grumble questions and 12 minutes to do it in.
Let's do Zappity Grumbles and get our recommendations going and move on and go home and watch some Diablo 3.
Do your beliefs align with Scully or Mulder?
Fuck you, Matthew Lust. God damn it.
What?
He favorited my computer crash. Well, again, it's a post on the internet, so he's going to favor it anyway.
Well, like Facebook is going to have the empathy button now. Did you see that?
That's true, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Scalder or Mulder?
Scully or Mulder? Do you believe with Scully or Mulder?
Mulder?
Mulder.
Moltar?
Scully or Mulder? Yes, Moltar. I'll go with Moltar.
I'll go with Scalder.
Scalder?
I like Moltar. My God, if he was a character in like a crime drama, I would watch it all the time.
Moltar was very underappreciated in that foursome.
So good.
Yeah, he
was. Zorak and Brack, and Brack's great, but Moltar was great, because he wanted none of this shit. He was just like, whatever.
Yeah, Brack's captivated the hearts of the simple people.
Yeah.
And Zorak was like, oh, you're an asshole, you like this, and like, Moltar was just, he was there. He was just doing his thing.
Yeah.
He was the average American worker.
So we're going with Moltar.
Yep.
Zappity.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Grumble.
For the Hearthstone players, what's your favorite class and deck?
Done.
Priest Dragon.
I don't know.
There we go. The one Hearthstone. I own Hearthstone, but I never get around to playing it.
I bought all the expansions up to the newest. I have not gotten anything for the Grand Tournament, but yeah. I
dropped Magic. Priest done with Dragon. Anything card related.
Priest Dragon. I play all the time. I just throw money at it constantly because I'm bored.
What's your favorite Zap Brannigan moment?
Probably the episode of the Amazon women, the snoo snoo.
Snoo snoo's good.
Yeah.
I agree.
I like if we hit that bullseye with the deck of cards jackpot speech. That's a good one.
I can't think of one at the moment.
Fair.
I know more about Futurama than I do The Simpsons, and I kind of feel bad about it.
Yeah,
it's less diluted.
Yeah.
Well, and it's less. Yeah, there's more quality material in a short period of time.
True.
As long as you don't watch any of the shitty miniseries movies or anything that happened after it was canceled. Mm-hmm. Those were not good.
Zappity.
Those were filler.
Where do you see the podcast heading? Do you miss the energy and dynamic of when you had 5 hosts?
The toilet, yes.
The toilet, yes.
No, it was a 2-part question.
Where do you see it heading is the toilet.
Just the toilet, yes, it's a friend, but that reminds me of I watched the first season of Review.
Okay.
I want to watch the non-American one, because did you know it's a remake?
Oh, no.
It's a remake. If you go on Hulu, there's two seasons of the one that it's a remake of, so you have more Review you can watch.
I know what I'm doing at work tomorrow.
But the one where he did the review of, like, what was it? It was like, why pain hurt, or whatever it was. They couldn't figure out what that meant.
Is it a typo?
Yeah.
The pancake episode is my favorite episode. That's like the gold star.
I finished season one, because that's on Hulu. I need to find season two on the internet so I can catch up.
Last week's episode was hilarious. I guess we could probably give away one thing.
He has vetoes this season.
He has vetoes this season, and he does use both of them.
What is vetoes? Okay, yeah. In my brain, you said vetoes. I was thinking VITOS.
Oh yeah,
like he's two Italian guys.
He vetoes murder.
Yeah,
and then he vetoes procrastination because he can procrastinate. And then do
too
it.
Much of a go-getter.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like
it's a paradox.
It's a paradox. It's a paradox.
It's so like we had to review not reviewing something.
So it's just funny that those are his two vetoes: his murder and procrastination.
The scene of him quitting the coffee stand had me laughing so fucking hard. Oh,
because he's
the heartbreak and the tragedy, and then the autistic guy just if he goes, I go, and just smash. Oh, so good.
The cocaine, like 5 stars.
Oh no!
Jesus Christ, Brian!
Breaking everything.
But yeah, go watch I think it's Australian, but whatever it is.
I'm excited now.
So yeah, I know what I'm doing at work tomorrow too.
What is a fandom popular opinion that you disagree with?
Wait, hold on. All of us never answered it. Brian is the only one who answered that question.
Any of us disagree that this shit's going to the toilet and we missed the chaise?
We got
this instead.
I thought we were done in one
good over here. Pretty good.
We got this weird dick guy.
I bring so much class to this podcast, you don't even know.
So, hold on. Quick question. Quick thing here. Tord is saying, though, he misses the energy of Katie ignoring the cast and playing Candy Crush.
Yeah.
Couldn't we get a picture of Katie doing Candy Crush and have you print out a cardboard standout
and
put her in the background so she's always here?
But then we just need little snippets of Jeremy quips and insults and then, or Jeremy says something and then she insults him quick.
Jeremy making that face he makes when you say something and you go,
yeah.
That's the Jeremy face. When you say something completely valid about how stupid he's being, just...
It wouldn't be bad to get him back on a few ones. I don't get many chances to interact with Jeremy, but when I do, I give him so much shit, so I think he just hates me.
Oh, God damn it!
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. Fuck you guys. I hate you.
God damn it!
There we go. We got the chaise back. What is a fandom, quote, popular opinion, unquote, that you disagree with? For example, I really like Jurassic Park 3. That's his example, not mine. Although I really like Jurassic Park 3.
I agree with him. I like Jurassic Park 3.
I like 50% of it.
I hate the ending of it with the stupid conch shell thing.
Oh, everything.
That's the annoying part. But rest of
everything after
awesome.
The birdcage.
Yeah. If they just got rid of the raptors and just had other things instead of just continuing to have the raptors be smarter and smarter and smarter every episode. But yeah, if it was just the foam-bellied Spinosaurus and some birds and some different shit, that could have been cool.
I loved the Triceratops so much when I was a kid. I wish he would have got more screen time.
Yeah.
Or more interest.
Steven Spielberg
plot.
Killed the Triceratops, though.
Yeah, I know, and the outrage of the internet was just...
I remember when this kind of went under the radar. I was surprised there wasn't more hubbub about it, but when they found out that the Triceratops didn't exist, and then they just squashed a different species instead, because even though it was more accurate to squash the Triceratops, they squashed the other species. Do you remember this at all a couple years ago?
Yeah, I do.
Well, the Brontosaurus never existed.
Right, it was the Apatosaurus, yeah. But they found, because they had this other thing that was like the Triceratops, but it was smaller, and it had the fin instead of being solid, it had holes in it. It was like this thing. Yeah. I don't remember either. But then they found out that was actually just the baby version of a Triceratops, and as they grew bigger, the fin filled in.
Yeah,
and so technically, because that one was number one discovered first, and number two, within its own life cycle, was its original name, the Triceratops should have been killed off. But science just said, fuck that noise, everyone loves Triceratopses, so that's that.
Mm-hmm.
They do, though.
I think, continuing with the question, the fandom that I disagree with the most is the ending of Mass Effect 3 ruining the game.
Serenity now.
All right, I'm going to change the subject, though. Go back to Jurassic Park. I'm going back to Jurassic Park.
Serenity now.
What I really, really wanted, what I really wanted was in Jurassic Park 4,
there's
Jurassic World.
For you.
Yeah.
I really wanted to have some scene in... You recover. Okay. I wanted some scene in the movie to involve them hiding or something, and one of their cell phones going off.
And it's the ringer from...
And it's that ringer from the Spinosaurus.
That would have been good.
That would have been great. It's just a small callback, just like they're hiding from some dinosaurs, or crouching, like trying to be quiet, and all of a sudden that phone goes off. That would have been a great callback. Oh my god, I would have loved that.
What I would have loved for Jurassic World was for it to not be disappointing and bad.
Oh, see, that's okay because I liked it, but it isn't. I don't have the investment. I did enjoy Jurassic World quite a bit, but I don't.
Yeah,
it's not. I'm on edge. Is all I'm saying. I'm on edge. You didn't like it?
It's all right. It's a fun. It is Jurassic Park 3. It is not Jurassic Park 1.
Yeah. Somebody had just posted that. Speaking of Serenity, Firefly isn't that good of a show.
Yeah.
Troll.
Yeah.
Troll is obvious troll.
Yeah. Yeah. I was bored at work and I trolled my Facebook and it worked surprisingly well.
Yeah, it was. It's amazing how it still works.
It still works, and it's great. Yeah. The very first response was an all caps angry person. It was great.
If you get one, it's worth it.
Oh, we got Nick on the podcast here.
Nick?
Nick from...
Your old roommate? That's weird.
No.
That's what I was thinking, and it was really
weird. No, Nick from Road to War.
Hi, Nick from Road to War. You're one of my 7 favorite Texans.
You're in my top 20.
I think he is.
To be fair, I don't just mean of their podcast. I have people I know in Texas.
Yeah, I was born in Texas, so I can be maybe on like the lower end of the 50.
You can be all right. My ex-wife's pretty cool. My daughter's awesome. There's two of them.
I was born in Odessa, Texas.
Yeah, I like you less than my ex-wife, Nick. But unlike most people, that's not an insult.
Zavity.
That's a grumble.
What is everybody... That is accurate. You have to do that every question now.
Sure.
What is everybody's opinion on flat terrain versus 3D terrain?
I'm intrigued. I might set up a table at the next event with the 3D terrain. I don't like flat, like... I mean, it's... Some people only have like a green thing. They just throw a green, like, you know, they cut out some green paper.
Let's assume we're talking photorealistic, good quality,
like the mini
stuff,
packs.
Where it looks like a forest and it looks like a hill and looks like water, but it's flat, like the mouse pads.
It really intrigues me, just because as someone who makes a lot of terrain, and it wears down and it's such a mess. It does look nice in some ways, but I'm almost intrigued. If you have a hill, the miles aren't falling off it because if it's a nice image of a hill. You're not. I mean, if you have a forest, you're always pulling. By the end of the game, all the trees are pulled off the forest or on the side of the board.
And then it's just flat terrain anyway.
It's just flat terrain anyway. Now, there is some really cool like stuff that obstructions that you can't really. I mean, so when you say there's like a flat thing, it's really supposed to be like this big tall tower that's blocking sight. It's harder for me to visualize that.
Yeah, and so forests are flat anyway because you take those hills off.
Water's flat anyway.
Forests flat anyway. Water's flat anyway. If you have rough terrain templates, it's pretty flat anyway. Trenches, you know, but trenches with the edges and hills being flat is convenient. But
a building.
So that's the thing. Forests and water and rough terrain are all flat anyway. And then buildings, I don't see the advantage of 2D because you never have to go on it, so you don't have to worry about model bounce. So buildings might as well be 3D. So in my mind, the only two that are iffy are hills and maybe trenches.
Hills seem to be the one that people struggle with the most when they have models that they don't want knocked over or want placement done well.
That's the one. Like, I think hills or things that block line of sight or things I think are nicer to be the real 3D. But, man, hills that cause such a problem so often that I'm almost to the point maybe just having good graphically imaged ones. Like, I have to play with some of that, and I might, because I do have, I'm giving away one of the prizes, because Muse sent us some prizes to give away at the last event, is a whole, some of their terrain. So I'm going to, like, set a whole table up with their terrain.
Yeah, it does monkey with the immersion a bit, but I don't think War Machine's been immersive for, like, the battle that's going on. War Machine is much more of the tactical side than it is like the to compartmentalize, but like the 40K side where it's like this is an experience.
Mm-hmm.
War Machine is just by at its core more competitive. So I don't think you lose much that way, but I do agree that there are certain things that just they didn't need to make water, but I guess like it just is an all encompassing thing. The big problem that I have with them is that it's easier to make a variation of 3D terrain. Just because you make it in bulk, so you're like, oh, I'll do this thing, and then by the time you're done at the other one, you've got 40 different hills. But at some point, the shapes of those pieces of terrain are going to get very, very much the same, and you just like you don't get a whole lot out of it.
Oh, it's that hill. I know it's three and a quarter inches just by looking at it or whatever.
Like the forests, where's your 3-inch mark? You know, I mean, not like you're memorizing the terrain after a while, but it just does get a little boring. Yeah.
You'd have to have like a variety of like 15 or 20 different shapes for it to really count.
It makes sense.
That was, I concur. Any other thoughts?
So, somebody had mentioned on here, too, that 2D terrain is actually really good for, like, a game store that's smaller, that it doesn't have a lot of room to store terrain. Like, Misty's got,
or even
like,
personally.
Yeah, shit doesn't break.
Yeah, it's, like, that's good. Doesn't break either.
The Mew stuff is pretty awesome. It's still expensive. I'm not saying that I'm sure they price their stuff, you know,
fairly,
but I mean, it's not a cheaper route.
Speaking of price with Mews, how much are our templates? Because I've had a few people ask already, and I can't tell them.
They're not on the front page yet. Hopefully John gets those up soon after they get back from being in Ireland.
I can check.
They're not on the front page of their store yet.
We can look at
I can look at Menoff John's and see what they're...
Don't crash another computer.
Just as a quick like aside, one of the things I wouldn't mind doing, if you are a person who has the capability to do so, with the templates, I would recommend maybe using a sealant of some sort on the back end because the graphic can scratch off.
Oh, you already had that start?
Had one little piece where I was like, I put it down on the thing and slid it up like I would normally do, and there was just a very small mark. It wasn't an egregious mark at all, but okay. So it wasn't terrible, but if you just to prolong the longevity of them or make sure that they stay nice and durable, I'd probably seal the back
end of
them.
Just don't use them. Just frame them.
Yeah, frame them.
Yeah.
Well, it was really good as a Stormclad wreck. That is so good.
$39.99 is the answer.
Then $39.99 I will convey to the community. Zappity.
Crumble.
Yep.
Another Hearthstone question, so same answer. And what would it take for you to get out of the game? And that's going to be the last question.
For War Machine?
Yeah.
For War Machine?
I think it would be a lot like what 40K did to me, where they would take the things out of the game that I enjoyed the most playing, or the things that I enjoyed playing the most are the things that people would refuse to play against me if I was playing. Because Thunderwolf Cavalry was my thing with 40K, and then I started playing an Imperial Knight, and every time I played a game, it was like I was having a whole lot of fun, and my opponent was just hating his life and wish he wouldn't have started the game. I think if it gets to that, that's when I would get out of the game, but I really don't see that happening, even with all these crazy theme lists.
For a while there, if Haley 2 didn't change, that could have been... If there was more casters like Haley 2, where she would just suck the fun out of the game.
Well, Control was annoying. Control casters was ruining a lot of people's fun, and it was making we were getting a very stale competitive scene.
Well, there was a Milwaukee event where you played against three Haley 2 players in a row. That must have just like
it was a day
shot you down.
Well, I mean, this year's WTC, every Signar player took Haley
that could.
The WTC is a different monster, though.
Well, no, it's still worth noting that, you know, there were like 20 Signar players, and every single one of them that could... there were like three that didn't take Haley, and those were because their teammates already had.
Yeah.
Like, that said something. But, I mean, it's balance is what it really is. I mean, I think your answer and your answer are the same, that it's just the game balance, if the balance got out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my thing is game going stale and the variety of choices. Like, I said this... Episode one, I would always stop playing the game is if I felt that like at any given time there's X amount of variety of casters like that are tournament viable. You know, there's your faction has 13 casters and a couple of them are going to be worse, a couple of them are going to be better. But really, when it comes down to going to tournament, if I always felt that if there was just two, like the game became okay, I need to take these same two casters and everything else is bad.
Yeah,
I'm now bored. I'm not saying the number is two, but in my mind there's just there's like a, this. intangible numberware. And with my Krix, I kind of felt Krix, as good as it is, was very much, and even though they have a power caster, they had the very same styles, were just good, and it was really boring. I was just bored of my Krix, and I got rid of them.
Yeah.
And I mean, the thing with Scorn is, and Scorn has some very good stuff, but their playability, if their playability gets too narrow, I'll be able to Scorn too.
Yeah, that's the thing about Scorn when I look at them too, is that their casters, they don't necessarily have any of that are like bottom of the barrel. I mean, like maybe a couple when you talk about like the Morgals. But the thing about them is that...
Not Morgul 1, but anyway.
Yeah, their playstyle can vary so much within the faction and with each caster. Just because Xerxes equals Fist doesn't mean that Xerxes always equals Fist. And it's kind of the same thing with Trolls, where their worst caster is not that bad, or their bottom three are not that bad. But like with Krix, you've got like at least two casters that you strictly need to check yourself if you're going to take them to a competitive event.
Yeah. Well, even if you take different casters,
and not even
the list becomes so same. It's the list itself is becoming.
And that's less problem. Like having two casters out of 13 that are garbage, fine. Those are two garbage casters.
But if
that's
it was reversed, is
the reverse
problem.
The problem. It's like, you know, pigs are garbage anyway, so it's not a big deal. But like, one of the frustrations I have is the danger of getting that. And like, so for example, the faction I'm playing currently, pigs, is to play them correctly, I take Carver and Arcadius.
Yeah, because they're the more...
That is the correct two casters to play. And so, but at least, number one, they're a bad faction anyway, so I can jump around and not feel bad, unlike Krix or something, where if I take those two, I'm for sure going to win. And number two, I don't think it's a big drop to the next three. So mm-hmm. I'm not really... Maybe, and that ties into the fact that they're all bad. You know, the faction's bad anyway, but God, I'm so depressed. But no, the point is, I feel like I can play any of the casters and make lists for them and make multiple different versions of lists, and that's the fun of the game.
Yeah.
And it's not the narrowness Brian's talking about. Like, I have not reached the point yet where I only ever play Nature of the Beast and X Carver list that 49 of the 50 points have been predetermined by the internet because it's the optimal way to play them.
Yeah.
And when the game reaches that point, that's not fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think at some point, and like I really think we'll get a Mark III in the next couple of years, and that'll probably. And I think is like when Mark II happened, they said every single model that exists today will exist in Mark II. We're not going to do a GW, and things are going to exist. But I really wonder in Mark III, I think they're going to keep everything, but I wonder if Theme Force Unlimited things are going to change in some degree. Because I really wonder, because there is a lot of people who are sick of this, everything being there's so much spam, there's so much of these just lists like this. I really wonder if they're going to tone that down in the future.
Yeah,
that's something I could see go away.
Like suddenly, but I mean, if you make certain things unlimited, I mean, I have 6 units of Accurarii, and if it goes back to FA2, 4 units are garbage.
Yeah, is a problem.
But in Mark One to Mark Two, I had 1,000 Death Rippers and 1,000 Neck Wrenches, and I mean, Mark Two basically made that irrelevant with the way the points worked, and the fact I didn't need to have 4 Arc Nodes on the table anymore. Mark One, I had 4 Arc Nodes. Mark Two, I had 2. I mean, it made 2 of them basically irrelevant.
I think that might be a different issue in general, just based on the fact that a lot of those Arc Nodes would have come from battle boxes, and they're a little bit easier to acquire. Yeah. But like the Doom Reavers. Like, if you took FAU away from them, I think that a lot of people would walk away from the game. But I think that the amount of people that would stay and the ones that you would gain later or would come back because they quit because of those lists might be...
Well, Rune Shapers, too.
Yeah, well, anything troll-related, like Rune Shapers or Creel Warriors or the Lights. Like, I'm thinking about buying my 4th Storm Troll. I really just need to do it. But if they got rid of that, it wouldn't make me walk away from the game at all because I'm already used to that kind of stuff with GW. But it'd be good for the betterment of the community, I think.
Yeah. Somebody had mentioned on the chat, too, is Mark III unit cards only available in randomized booster packs. That would make them quit the game.
Yeah, one that would be really bad.
One interesting thing I did see, speaking of just offshooting to future the game and getting bloated, you know, with too much stuff... is somebody talking about ending expansion of the factions that they have now and converting them into being limited random releases like Convergences? Like, just say, hey, Signar's done. Kador's done. Protectorate's done.
Yeah, Kador lost the war.
You know, Krix is done. We'll just... those 4 are done. We're going to... Maybe stuff will come... They're still fully playable. Everything's still legal. 1 or 2 things might come out every book like they do with Convergence. But here's 4 new factions. We've gone across the sea, and now this new stuff is, you know, Glarico, Merley, and Shemp, and these are the 4 new factions, and those are going to be 10 things every book like
they
do now.
I honestly, not to say I thought of it, but I really thought of that. I figured that would have happened to Roy. I'm surprised that we haven't had that happen where they're like, you know, because the whole different attachment, the different unit attachments is such a great idea. I figured we would have, here are a bunch of new factions. You're going to see a little bit. I'm surprised we haven't
had that. Here's a different way to play your Silver Line, or here's a different way to play your...
Well, they're already doing that.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm with Brian that too, is I expected to see a lot more of that happening, where you're just having a new unit attachment that's attaching onto existing units that just changes them slightly.
I think they will do a lot more of that, but I'm just talking about, like, the next step. Ooh. The next step is just shutting down production of Signar, you know, of the four, just ending and saying a random model every once in a while, but here's four new factions, and these are going to get the 10 things per book that the four the current ones have.
Thing they could always go to is different timelines as well.
Yeah.
I mean,
whatever they do it, whether it's a different timeline or a different continent or what, they could just introduce a half dozen new factions, or 10, five hordes, five war machine, and just boom.
Yeah, that would be. I think that follows into the line with the idea of the whole organization of Magic the Gathering tournaments being.
Fuck you, Tort. Shemp was the best stooge.
It's okay.
I couldn't remember the word stooge.
Stooge.
Shemp was the best stooge, and the guy on top of him in chat. Yeah, I know Minions is a faction, but this isn't the same as Mercs because there's no overlap between pigs and gators except for one or two theme forces, so you know it's a different situation. Anyway,
exactly. No, I agree with you, but I think if they brought, like, I know a lot of people have said bringing in the Magic the Gathering style of tournament organization, like you have your Type 2, your 1.5 or Extend, whatever they call it these days, Modern, and then, you know, breaking up those models into groupings where you could only pull from this pool, I think would be another thing that would kind of kill the
I would worry about that because I don't think Privateer ever wants to have any models at all that under any elements they tell people you're not allowed to play this model.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it's just a different tournament format, like, oh, we're only, like, people have talked forever about doing, like, Prime-only tournaments. That's a thing that people talk about. People have done it, you know, not just talk about, but people have done Prime
tournaments. My first tournament after six-pack will be a non-Theme Force event.
Yeah. You know, but, I mean, that's different than saying you can't play any models that came, you know.
Can't play themes.
Yeah, I mean, which, apart from saying you're only allowed to play 12 Doom Reavers at a time, that's not stopping anybody from playing certain things. And I think that's... is an iffy play. That is a very GW way to go down a path.
Mm-hmm.
I think that everything's still playable all the time, but you're getting no new toys would be a less dangerous way to go.
Probably. Either that or, like, the no new toys thing is a little bit...
Not even no, but I mean, it's like Convergence players. You'll get some, but you never know when and don't expect it too much.
Yeah, that's the thing that irks me off. Like, I think the highest attrition per faction comes from Retribution... Cyrus, and there might be a little bit of Kador thrown into that because Kador seems to be one of those factions that a lot of people jump into because of big robots but then are let down by the misinformation that's presented to them.
Right.
But Retribution and Cyrus get thrown out so quickly and so easily because those factions have very little available to them and there's no excitement when a book releases, so they're very much left out of that party. And Retribution less so, but yeah. Cyrus definitely.
Well, Cyrus doesn't have anything for it besides a new colossal. Yeah, you knew that coming in. I think the Retribution
stuff.
Colossal
this book.
Well, not this book, but they're getting a colossal.
That's the thing. Like if you know that coming in, it doesn't mean that you're prepared for the letdown when you've actually internalized that faction.
But the Retribution stuff they released on this new book are fucking amazing.
No, it does change the faction quite a bit, but I think. Cyrus, based on the numbers of Cyrus sold, I think they probably should have changed their tactic on releasing that army based on that. Because I think a lot of people jumped on and a lot of people backed out within the first 6 months.
Those people were dumb and they were lying to themselves. Like, they thought that, oh, they say it's going to be limited releases, but really we'll get stuff every book. And if you lie to yourself, you have nobody to blame but yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the alternate option is just for them to release 10 things for every faction every year and eventually there's 500 units and solos, and it's just this bloat that cannot contain itself.
Yeah.
If, like, right now, just in your head, double the amount of stuff you have in Trolls,
mm-hmm.
Fuck that. I mean, that's just too much shit.
It is too much to remember times 13, 14 factions.
Yeah, you just can't.
Yeah. Plus, I think Lael would be mixed in there. They might.
Also, it's 7:45.
Yeah, that is a problem.
I recommend Babe Pig in the City.
I could eat bacon for a couple days after I saw that movie. Then I realized I love bacon.
Babe, Pig in the City might be George Miller's best film.
Pig in the City.
The sequel. unironically, might be George Miller's best film. It's a cinematic masterpiece.
Should we just hit the rest of the Zappities when...
There are no rest of the Zappities.
Oh, that's all
it? That was it. I said that was the last question.
Oh,
thanks for listening.
I didn't know it was the last one right away. I've had
only
four,
said it out
I've
loud
had four
right
of these
next to you.
And I haven't had dinner yet, so...
Grumble.
Yeah.
Do you have a recommendation?
I recommend you check your brakes.
Boom.
Yeah, I was going to... I was sitting there, I'm like, oh, I should probably get to my car before Brian gets a chance to
slide. You better get to your car before we...
Oh, there was something said about Mass Effect 3.
We're going to have a discussion off the air. Your ending will be the only ending worse than the Mass Effect 3 ending.
Yeah, it would be.
I don't know who I put money on in this fight.
I can take
it. Put the money on Brian.
Put Catfuck down.
I definitely put my money on Brian.
Yes.
That is smart money.
You don't need this, do you?
Yes, I do.
It's going into a urethra.
No. Put that down.
You sure?
Yeah.
I need this.
All right, I'll make Brian's recommendation for him.
I've got two race
Adopt
engines.
An animal from the Humane Society. Don't buy him from a pet store.
I was at a pet store yesterday. Like, this dog is $1,000. I'm like, but they're like $4 at the...
Yeah, they're $4. They're already housebroken. They need love. Adopt a dog. Or not just a dog. Go down there. They got ducks. They got hamsters. They got rats. They got birds. They got everything.
And spay and neuter your cats.
I'm spay Bob and neuter Barca. Your everything.
Yep.
Keep your cats the fuck inside. Spay and neuter your pets. And they should have been adopted, not bought. Spay and neuter your children. Keep them inside, too.
All right. Let's go watch the Packers.
Go watch the Packers.
I'm going to recommend watching the Packers. That's my recommendation.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
I guess I don't have to stop that one.
Somebody said he did actually recommend.
Oh, we're going to come back here?
No, you don't have to.
We're back live now.
So. No, we didn't have to ride. I seriously recommend checking out that
Turbo Kid trailer if it's not on your radar. It's actually out in the theaters. Turbo
Kid.
Yeah,
Turbo Kid.
Turbo Kid.
It's actually pretty cool.
Wow. Bonus material.
All right.